So if you didn't know, me and Jordan are actually very picky about the candles that we keep around our apartment. Whenever we're going out, we're searching, we're looking for any scent that we want. Some of these typically smell a little bit unnatural. And after learning about the candle industry and how they contribute to a large amount of non-recyclable waste, carbon emissions, and toxicity in our air, I think we've even got that much more pickier about it. And so that's why we're so glad that Notes Candles exist. They're on a mission to help eliminate single-use candle vessels and give home fragrance lovers a more earthly friendly option without giving up high-quality fragrance. The candle industry has a very significant problem. Almost 2 billion candles are sold globally each year, and all of them are likely to end up in landfills for the next 1 million years. That's right, 1 million. Absolutely crazy. But Notes has to create a refillable candle system that allows you to use your candle vessel again and again and again so you don't have to become a part of the problem. It is extremely easy to use. The candles are made with fragrance wax beads. All you have to do is place the wick in your reusable Notes jar, fill it up with the wax beads, enjoy your fragrance for up to 36 hours, and then just do it all over again when you're ready for a new one. And you don't have to settle for less than exciting fragrances, even with Notes. In fact, they actually have 13 amazing fragrances. They've sent us a few, and yo, I didn't even know some of these existed. Like, they're actually insane. So the pistachio and rose water goes insane, and the vanilla and pepperwood does as well. But every one of them is honestly exceptional. So be a responsible consumer while not giving up high quality home fragrance by making the switch to Notes. You can build your own custom starter kit right now at notescandle.com/justdifferent. Right now, Notes is giving all of our listeners 15% off and free shipping when you buy a Notes starter kit using code JUSTDIFFERENT. Just use code JUSTDIFFERENT when placing your order. That's code JUSTDIFFERENT at notescandle.com/justdifferent. All right. All right, you ready?
Let's get it.
All right, yo. What's up? It's your buddy Starks.
Starks Artist.
And you're tuned in to the Just Different Podcast where we talk everything faith, life, and culture. We back. Another week.
Another one.
Episode 38.
Another day, another dollar. Yes, sir. You already know what's up. If you a regular listener, you know you've been tuned in. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome. You know, this is Just Different Podcast. Happy to have you here. If you haven't already, if you're listening on the podcast app, leave a rating, leave a review. Appreciate y'all in advance for the support.
For sure. And we had actually added something to our Instagram story earlier this week. We're just asking a few questions and asking, yo, like, are you all looking for more Christian artists and music to listen to? I think another one was like, yo, do you find it difficult to get away from secular music or find Christian artists that match your vibe of what you usually listen to? And then at the end of all of that, we have proposed, like, yo, what if we made a few playlists, right? It would be like, you know, pop, R&B, rap, few different playlists, different genres that you all could type in and listen to. And a lot of people were like, really, like, for sure, like, let down for that. Like, yo, let's make it happen. So it got us. So then that got us thinking, like, yo, like, maybe we can do a playlist and also add another segment to the show.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the show, it would be called "What's JD Listening To?" So every week at the beginning of the show, since we don't really have like a real intro, we would just play like 30 to 45 seconds of like it would be fire. Like, we ain't bringing like no weak stuff, bro.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be certified.
It has to be tough. So we would play basically 30 to 45 second like snippet of like some like really crazy like fire song from a Christian artist, whether that be like R&B, whether that be rap, or anything like that, to put y'all, basically put y'all on. And I mean, y'all could like send in suggestions of like, yo, what you want to play or different artists that you're listening to. And then we also have the playlist. So yes, that's what we were thinking about. I want to know what y'all thought about that.
Let us know.
Yeah, is it a yay, is it a nay?
That's like, rocking
is
with it the
a
idea.
Dub or is it nah? So yo, if you're on YouTube and you're watching right now, make sure you leave a comment. Let us know, like, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And if you're listening on the podcast app, even if you already written a review, go ahead, write another one, and then let us know how you're feeling about the playlist and a new segment of the show that we're feeling about. We're just filling out to see how we feel about it and want to let y'all know. So, yes, sir. That's pretty much it. But without further ado,
let's get to it.
Let's get straight into it. So, today, this is basically going to be an extension of the conversation we had about idols, right, a few weeks ago in episode 33, but, like, really specifically talking about social media. Right. And this was kind of prompted by I was watching some podcast and I was listening to it, and they had brought up some point that kind of like hit home. And they basically said, they were like, I don't want to hear nothing about like religion or anything like that, because some of you all fear Instagram and the fear of losing attention on IG more than you do the God you say you serve.
That's tough.
And I was like, dang. No, for real.
Man.
I was like, dang. And I was just thinking about it, like, you know, just kind of like we mentioned in episode 33, like anything can be an idol. And in some ways, social media has become a religion for our generation. Yeah. And like everything that we're seeing today, like Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, I mean, fill in the blank, has become God, quote unquote, in a sense. And it's like, you know, because we can get modes where it's like people, we can get modes and moments where it's just like, yo, we fear the comments of what people are going to say about what we got on. So like, you know, that then we have us looking in the mirror, like changing our fit 5 or 10 times. Like, dang, this ain't right. Or like, hold on, this ain't going to look good. I wonder how they going to feel about this. Yo, should I? Then you take the pics, like, yo, should I add this filter to it? Yo, I wonder, oh, let me get this acne out the way. Oh, wait, hold on. Should I add this one to it? Should I add 10 photos? 8? And so like, so now I'm catering to like please all these people. And the craziest part is I'm not even giving that type of devotion to God. And I'm more worried about how I can please people instead of how I can serve my Savior. And that's when things get dangerous. And this is, I think this is important to talk about, because anytime I really hear this conversation brought up, it's always typically like some old heads who think social media is like completely useless and unproductive. You know how you be at the dinner table? You don't even be on your phone. You get out your phone for a second. Out of the whole time, you're going to get a second to send a quick text just to reply to somebody. They'd be like, oh man, this generation, this generation, man, can't do nothing without their phones. I remember back then we used to go outside and actually have fun.
I mean, back in the day, man, we used to walk 5 miles to go to school, no phone.
Man, y'all can't stay off them phones, man. So what's wrong with you? And so every time I hear this conversation brought up, it's typically from like, you know, no hate, shame, condemnation, or anything, from typically like older individuals that are not like accustomed or used to like what we're dealing with, what we're going through, or what like social media is. And they just make blatant statements and they don't come and meet us where we're at, right? As if it's that simple. It's like, oh yeah, just dig it off. And just to stop caring, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not really that black. It's really not that black and white. And so, yeah, I thought it was super, super important to like just hear a different perspective on in a conversation. And because it's one of the things that we're engaging with and we're seeing every single day, right? That can ultimately like take our eyes off of God and replace that, the seat that we put him on.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a common theme I'm noticing, not only in my life, but you know, a lot of people's lives as well. It's just a common theme of us asking God for blessings, prosperity, security. You know, when tough times hit, we run to God. But on the other hand, it's like we're allowing social media and comments and ultimately the opinions of others to dictate how we're living our lives, right? And then when we're dealing with the results of that, it's like we try to go to God to like, oh, hey, God, like, come help me out real quick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like kind of treating him like a genie in a bottle. And I was reading in Judges. And if you ever read Judges before, like this whole chapter is basically a continued cycle of God's people turning away from him. And then like when calamity strikes, they run back to God like, hey, God, like help us out. And and in Judges 10:14, that's exactly what happens. Like God's people run to him. They're like, God, we need your help. We're sorry for turning away from you. Like, please help us out. And then his response in Judges 10:14 was, go cry out to the gods whom you have chosen. Let them save you in the time of your distress. Right. And basically, just a 21st century translation, that's God saying, keep that same energy, bro. Keep that same energy. Like, you were just worshiping like all these other gods. And now, like, when times get tough, it's like you're trying to run to me. Like, I don't know about that one, right? And a couple of verses later, it says that God was grieved by their misery, and eventually he did rise someone up to help them. But I think in that initial statement, it's very symbolic to the way that we treat God these days. It's like we're treating social media as our gods, right? As a thing that we go to when we wake up. That thing that we go to when we're bored with all our time and energy. And it's like when times get rough, we try to run to him. And something else that I noticed about when I was reading in Judges that was interesting is that when they had come to God before that his response in Judges 10, they were like, you know, we were sorry, God, like we turned away, we were worshiping Baal instead of you and like these other guys and everything. But like the name Baal kind of caught my attention, because I noticed honestly throughout the entire Old Testament and Judges is the name Baal always kept coming up, right? So I was like, okay, let me see what that is. Like, I'm not sure, like kind of piqued my interest. I looked it up, and the name Baal is mentioned roughly 90 times in the Bible, right? And as I looked through these specific verses and times that his name was mentioned, it always painted a picture of God's people turning away from him towards Baal, right? That was a picture that was always painted. So it was like the thing that they always ran to, like that was the God. It was Baal was known as the universal God of fertility. And that was like the thing that they ran to, right? It was the thing that they were worshiping. When worshiping God wasn't easy, it was just the thing that was most convenient to turn to. It was the thing that everyone was doing, the thing that everyone was worshiping, right? And it dawned on me, like you had said earlier, it's like social media has kind of become like the new religion, and social media is for us now what Baal was for them back then. You know, it was a thing that it's the thing that's most convenient to turn to, right? The thing that everyone else is doing, everyone else is on. And it's very convenient. Like, if we're being real, sometimes, like, you know, if I'm being honest, it's easier for me to tie my validation to some likes and followers and numbers than it is to face, you know, my self-esteem issues. But something else I've learned is, like, a life that seeks convenience is a life that bears no fruit, right? In Jonah 2:8, it says, those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. And a question that I had to always ask myself is, like, you know, is this momentary convenience of that like, of that heart, of that thumbs up worth compromising his unwavering love, his long-lasting love, right? Because steadfast, that means unwavering, something long-lasting, something eternal, right? So it's saying, like, if you're putting your hope in these idols and you're forsaking your hope for that long-lasting love, because that's something that can only be found in God. I had to get to the point where I wasn't allowing the convenience of it, because it's right, you know, it's right there in your pocket. Like, it's always in your face, but not allowing the convenience of that to ultimately disrupt what God has for my life and the love that he has for me, you know?
Yeah, that's good. And even going back to the point you made about just esteem and how it's, like, easier just to find that in people and the convenience of what, like, what's always in our face, I think it comes down to asking the question of, like, what holds more weight, like the word of God or the opinions of men. Mm-hmm. Right, throwing it back to episode 5, do you that'll adjust, we talked about, like, yo, like, when you know who you are, you don't need anyone else to define it for you. So ultimately, when I don't have proper definition, I'll start looking for it in all the wrong places, right? Because I remember even when, it was when we had the YouTube channel before we started the podcast and we were on social and we were putting out, like, content and things like that. It was like, I'm posting something. I'm like, dang, bro, this post should have blew up. Like, bro, do they not see the value in this? Are they not seeing, like, yo, like, what the gift that I have, like, yo, what I'm pouring into it this time, not putting it, yo, they sleeping on me,
they
bro.
Sleeping, bro,
they sleep for real. It's like, do you post something, bro? It could be, like, you know, on your, whether it's be like business or your brand or even your personal account, you post a picture, like, dang, bro, it's only got 300 likes, like, bro, like, what's
happened, bro?
16 hours, nah, bro, something wrong, but what's wrong with them? And so, like, then sometimes that can, like, you can internalize all that, and it's just like you start looking at yourself, like, dang, maybe I need to do something different. Maybe there's something wrong with me, how I'm presenting myself, the way that I look, how I'm speaking, how I'm talking, the way, like, I am, right? And now you're, like, guessing and overthinking your every move, right? Yep. You're predicating all this based on the reactions of other people. You feel what I'm saying? And I had mentioned, like, you know, sometimes we'll get in the moment, like, bro, they sleeping on me. And I had written something down. It's like, but why do I care who sleep when I know God has always had his eyes wide open, right?
That's a bar.
Why do I care who sleep when I know God has always had his eyes wide open on my gifts, on my talent, on my ability, on my value, on my identity, my purpose, and who I am, right?
So take a lap, bro.
So now the question then becomes, like, yo, who do I want to see me, right? Whose attention am I truly seeking and or looking for? Like, and so once you come to a point in your life where you've resolved that what he says and how he defines you is the ultimate authority, then I'm no longer operating from a place to please other people, but from a heart to serve God, right? So, like, now everything that I do, like, and this can just be in life in general, or, like, more specifically, now we're talking about social media, like, when I'm posting, when I put something out, yo, this is, like, what, AO1. It's an audience of one. Like, yo, okay, like, y'all can stay asleep, right? I know who has his eyes on me. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It's like, okay, cool. Like, this can get, yo, if nobody sees this, this is out of obedience. This is out of just, like, pure joy, out of, like, what I want out of my life, what I'm seeing, my enjoyment, my peace, what I like, what I love, what I enjoy, and not because I was like, oh, snap, I wonder what they're going to say. Are they going to like this?
Yep.
Hold on, let me look through the story. Did they view my story?
Who viewed it?
Hold on, look. Did they see that one person? Yo, did they see that? But yo, exactly. But when you know who you are, I no longer need anyone else to define it for me. So now when I'm posting, when I'm putting stuff up, whether that be if you are doing, like, online ministry or you have a brand, you have a business, yo, like, this isn't for, like, the applause of people, right? But the well done from God. It's just like, okay, like, yo, as long as he's pleased with me, I'm good, right? Whatever numbers this does, whoever sees it, whoever doesn't, it's not affecting, like, who I am or the value I'm putting on myself from the reaction of what y'all are giving me. I'm doing it because I'm trying to serve him and just live life, like, according to, you know, how he, if he's pleased with me, essentially.
Yeah. what holds more weight? I think that's good. I think the tricky part about that is just in terms of who you're allowing to, like, ultimately determine the direction of your life, like whether it be the opinions of men or God. I think the tricky part about that, specifically with social media, is your brain isn't biased. And what I mean by that, I was watching this documentary about social media, and it was basically talking about, I thought it was a really good point. It was talking about how, like, your brain just wants to be rewarded, right? Your brain wants to feel happy and release serotonin, and your brain doesn't necessarily tell or care where you're getting it from, right? And the point that they made, the quote that I got from it, social media provides immediate rewards with very little effort, right? You can literally, with the click of a button, post a picture and get some likes, right? And the brain loves that because it's getting quick results without exerting too much energy, and it'll begin to rewrite itself to seek that, because it was a quick, like, you know what I mean, a quick give and take, right? And that's why it's dangerous, because the brain doesn't really care where you're getting it from. And when you go on social media and it's giving you that quick, you know what I mean, like that quick response, that quick like that's releasing a little something in your brain, like, okay, like someone liked my picture, like someone left a little comment, you know. And I think that's why the Bible always emphasizes the importance of the mind and what your mind should be set on. It says stuff like, what, renew your mind, be sober minded, set your mind on things above, because the brain is a powerful tool, and it can either be used to build you up or destroy you. Like I said, it's not biased. So it's like, what are you allowing your mind to be set on, and being very watchful of that, because you're, like I said, your mind can't tell where it's getting that from. It can't tell that it's getting this feeling from a social media like, or whether it's getting it you know, from the words of someone else. And that's why you have to examine your heart and where it's at on a daily basis, right? Because, like, for example, if I remember, I used to get in modes of like caring too much about the numbers and caring too much about likes, and I would have to catch myself like, hey yo, like, brain, chill out. Like, I know you're feeling a little excitement off this, but like, this is not where you need to be getting that from. Yeah, so I think that right there has really just been a major key for me, just realizing that I need to be examining my heart on a daily basis, and what I'm allowing my mind to respond to, and what I'm allowing my mind to, like, get attached to ultimately.
Yeah, and that kind of goes into the next point I wanted to really mention, is the fact that, like, when you're looking at, I got being really watchful, vigilant, like, okay, what you're allowing yourself to get attached to, get connected to, that's directly tied to, like, what you're giving your time to. Right, like, right. what you are attached to, what you are submitted to is going to be attached to, like, what has your time, the majority of your time throughout your day. Because I don't know if I mentioned it before, but one thing that I'm big on is the fact that time indicates priority. And so whatever has your time will ultimately have your life. And I remember there was something, I don't know if I was listening to it, or there was something that someone said, but it was like, do you remember the last thing that you saw on social media yesterday? Which wasn't really that deep, but it was simple, but like really profound. I really thought about it. Like, and they say, okay, like the last 2 days, the last three. Okay, could you tell me anything that you saw or remember from the last week? And I'm like, dang, like, nah, fam. Like, I don't remember a thing that I saw yesterday. Like, and so that just made me realize, like, dang, like that time that I was given through that, just scrolling, like through TikTok, through IG, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, that was just idle time that was wasted that could have gone to something more productive, right? And here we go with, like, the thing, like, where it's not completely unproductive, like, to be entertained and just enjoy yourself, but, like, to make sure you're giving this time to things that are going to add value to your life ultimately, and, like, add more abundance to it, right? Because, like, the reality of the fact is, like, how we spending more time on social than we are in our Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Spending more time on IG than we are on our word.
Yeah.
Like, oh snap, I ain't really got time to talk to God this week, bro. He kind of hit the back burner, you know what I mean? I had school, bro, I had to get to the gym, I had to work, I had to clock in, I had finals. But it's like, my screen time, bro, I was on, it says 10 hours.
Dang, 10's kind of crazy.
It's about four to five each day on average.
Yep.
And it's like, dang, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you, like, the fact is, like, yeah, we always, like, yeah, we don't have time, but we do.
You have, right? Time.
And it's gonna go to what we put more, what we've placed our priority on.
Mm.
And I think that's always important when you think about it, because I can just, like, get in those modes to where, for real, just be like, yo, like, okay, I'm feeling so far away from God, and I'm not feeling His presence. I'm not feeling as creative, as strong, as peaceful. And it's just like, yo, okay, like, that time went to 12 hours, went to, like, six hours on YouTube yesterday.
Yep.
Right? And so I think that's another part of it,
to be mindful of is the fact that time indicates priority. So like, what priority, again, like what holds more weight and like what has more priority in your life? What are you giving the most time to in your life, in your day to day, which is going to really like impact your, like how you're interacting with God?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think what happens is when you start giving social media a majority of your time, you start moving out of you using social media, moving more into social media using you, right? Because personally, I've definitely found myself at some point, even sometimes recently, finding myself posting to get noticed by others, right? And caring
that's
about
real, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And caring about the comments.
Because you be out here like,
what's up, bro? Talk to me.
You be out here like posting stuff for your story for that one person to see. Like I mentioned earlier, like it don't even be for like people. Like
I swear, bro.
Or like, okay, like you know, I have catch myself. Like I have to literally ask myself, like, yo, like why am I even about to post this?
You feel me?
Right, like yo, because it'll be like really for like vanity. Like yo, I just want to, I want to flex. Like yo, see me, I'm doing
look
it for
at
real.
Me,
yes,
bro.
Like it's like okay, let me mention this on my story, or let me add this to my story, but. It has nothing to do with like anything of value, just to like, yo, I want applause, like celebrate me, which I don't think is inherently wrong, like, right, like to want to be celebrated, because you should be,
right?
But it's just like, why are you really doing it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was really just for me, it was just a perspective change, like what, like you said, like why am I posting this, right? Ultimately I had to realize like I'm not sharing this so that people can share their opinions on it, you know, whether that be good or bad. Like I'm not necessarily doing it for a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Like that's not where my main motive should be. You know,
it's like, I'm just doing this because like, I genuinely want the world. It had to be like from a place of like, I genuinely just want the world to see this,
you know,
where I genuinely want people to be like a part of this.
I want people to feel inspired. That's kind of where a lot of my
whatever it is, if it's, yeah. It doesn't have to be that deep sometimes. Like you don't have to be like posting just to like, oh, like help other people or be so inspirational.
Yeah, sometimes it can just
be like, yo, like, you know, I did have this great trip or this great experience that I just want to share. But like whether or not you see it, it doesn't matter. It's just something I genuinely wanted to, which is a hard balance to like be real with yourself about.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I think for me it was really just asking that question, why am I posting this? Before I post anything, like why am I posting this? What's the reason? Is there a reason I should be posting it for or no? And then like kind of just going from there.
Nah, yeah. And I think another thing I want to mention is there's something I've heard a while ago. It's the fact that you can't compartmentalize discipline. And this ties in, but the idea behind that is like, yo, if there's an area of your life that is undisciplined and not under like the governance of God, then there will be another area in your life that will ultimately seep into that same type of pattern too. Right, so if you can't say, oh well, like I'm disciplined like in my studies at school, right, and studying and making sure I'm on time to different things, projects are turned in, but you're still running rampant with like lust, right? You can't have both. At some point, yo, the undiscipline you have and like your sexual desires is going to seep into like your studies, whether you think it won't or not. Like, because people who think, oh yeah, I'm good, I'm fine, like, you know, even though I'm struggling with this over here, I'm still maintaining like my reputation and like my proficiency in this other area, but that's not how it works. You can't compartmentalize discipline. And in the same way, when we talk about, I guess, social media or like posting stuff and like, okay, like posting stuff and it being worried about like, okay, the comments or ideas of others, like that moves into your everyday life. Right. So I'm not just doing that, yo, when I'm posting pictures. I'm doing that when I'm waking up every morning trying to pick out what I'm about to wear to work, what I'm about to wear to school. Oh, when I got that function I got to go to. Oh, dang. What they going to say about this? How they going to feel about this? Yo, like whenever it can be anything, yo, when I'm putting this on, or oh, like, okay, how, you know, when you're talking to people, like, dang, I wonder how am I going to say this? Like, are they going to feel some way about this? Like, how? And there's a difference between, like, you know, Just being considerate of who you're around, and then like ultimately like censoring yourself and not being authentic to who you are, to like, you know, because of how somebody else is going to feel.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can compartmentalize discipline in that same way. Yeah, you can compartmentalize like, you know, like how you're living in different areas, because like how I'm doing it on social is how I'm going to do it like in real life, in my everyday.
It's deeper than social media. I never thought about it like that. That's a good point. Is it? And it shows up in little ways. Like I remember just like, I don't know, thought came to my mind. How, like, I don't know. So there was this, I was on like Fashion Talk, I guess you could call it, right? So I used to see people like fit it up on my TikTok, right. on my TikTok For You page or whatever. And I was like, okay, like I gotta start stepping different. So I started like wearing stuff, posting pictures on Instagram, like with different fits. And then like it kind of seeped into my everyday life. Like I realized like I would wake up and
put, you be like, yo, you be catering your posts to like how other people are doing it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, with the, like, yeah, even with like, I'm not gonna lie, even with like the photo dumps and stuff, bro. You know how like that's real popular? Like there's a certain type of like, let's be honest, like a certain type of like a little aesthetic that everybody's got. Yeah. Like you, like you take the picture of like the shoes and you got a picture of like some sign or something.
Something random.
And I remember like, yo, like I was trying to like, I remember like, yo, I think it was my birthday post. I don't know what it was. I literally found myself like caught up in that, like, yo, like it's gotta look a certain way. You feel what I'm saying? Right? It gotta look like this.
The issue is like we're saying, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's the issue is like if you're doing it, just be like, you don't even truly want to do it that way. It's just because it's what everyone else is doing. That's where the issue lies.
Like you have to. That's how where it comes to like examining your own heart.
Yeah.
Like and really looking, doing a lot of self reflection about that, because like, yeah, that has to be revealed to you. Like to realize, like, okay, is this really what I enjoy, what I like, what I want to do, or is this like some like subconscious pressure of like, oh snap, no, I got.
That's what I'm saying. I remember I used to wake up sick, like thinking I got to put on a fit just to get noticed by other people. Like I didn't even really want to put on a fit. It was just, dang, I gotta look at the part. I gotta look nice just so people can look at me a certain way, you know, or just so like I can get noticed. Basically, it was like, it was kind of goofy looking back on it.
Nah, yeah, but how do you even see this? And this is the last thought. And this is what I kept thinking about. How do you? So what's the balance here, right? How do you deal with this? What's the process of like getting out of that, like, you know, that constant pressure, right? That anxiety or overthinking every time you get on there, either you're posting or just in like, you know, in general in your life, like what does that look like? Because I think a lot of people used to, you know, like I said earlier, like the old heads or like the just older individuals,
they be on you.
It was just more like the conversation stopped at like, okay, like just get off. And that's it, which I think there's some like that's a valid crazy because
that's what I was about to say.
Well, I think it's a valid point, but like, yo, like I said, I think there's a balance to where you can still enjoy right. this and you don't have to be completely like removed. You're even right. though that's up to you if you want to. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that there's actually a lot of benefits to it. Like if you're not using social media for like a specific purpose, yeah. But you know, that's not realistic mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think really for me, something that I had to do, like it just goes back to the point you made about what holds priority, and that's ultimately what you're going to give your time to. It was really just, honestly, even being intentional about how much time I was spending on social media, because like it is a balance. So I wouldn't get off of it entirely, because I feel like for me personally, like what we got kind of going on the podcast, I feel like I kind of had to be on it at least a little bit, right? So what I had to do is like, okay, I would monitor my screen time, and it's like, okay, if I'm on TikTok for longer than like 40 minutes, is like, okay, like I'm kind of gassing it, or if I'm on Instagram for longer than this amount of time or this amount of time. So like practically that's really what I had to do in terms of that balance, because what you give your time to ultimately is what you're going to be worshiping and serving, right? Romans 8:5 says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live according to the spirit have their mind set on what the spirit desires. So ultimately, like if you want to live by your spirit, you're going to have to set your mind and give your time to things that the spirit desires. So I mean, it's as simple as that. So making sure I'm spending more time in my word, setting my mind on things above, right? And making sure that that's holding more of a priority in my life. Ultimately, like, it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it, for me, it just came down to like, yo, where did I want, I guess, my peace to come from? You know, like, and what allowed to energize me and keep me going? Because, you know, the Bible talks about being of a sober mind, like you mentioned earlier, but I don't know how, like, anyone or we can really do that if we're always like cluttered with like information and statuses and feeds and posts, right? Like I think a part of being sober minded is having a clear one, and that's hard to do if I'm always worried about, oh snap, what they just posted. Oh bro, did you see what they just put on the Shade Room?
Yeah.
Oh snap, bro, you see that beef that's happening with like them over there? Oh bro, you ain't catch up what he put on the story? Mm. Are they going back and forth? Like now, like we're giving all this attention to these things that are like just unproductive and not adding to like what we want out of our lives. So I think it just came down to like where I wanted my peace to come from. And there was something, we were having a conversation with our big sis, Alexis Adai, a while ago, and she had mentioned something that was really, it was simple but powerful. She was just saying that like she had, you know, deleted her personal account, And the fact that she was really being led to live life offline and to not just be so focused on like having to like put on the show for people and, oh yeah, like I want you to see what I'm doing today, all this workout I just did or what I just posted, like just being exhausted with like living life like online and having all this anxiety to perform and pressure to do X, Y, and Z and just living life offline. And I thought that was powerful because one thing we had in that talked about in that conversation is the fact that social media is not a necessity.
It really isn't.
All this is really simple, but it is not a necessity. So, with that being said, like, yo, if at any time that you are feeling like any of your mental, like any mental like health issue, any stress, anxiety, depression, whatever it may be, when it comes to your mental is being affected because you're on social media, you need to take a step back, right? Because it's not a necessity.
You don't need it.
You really don't. And so, like, not saying that okay, you have to. There's something that you be removed completely from your life, but making sure you're utilizing it for what it is and not making it something that it's not. It's really all about balance. What comes down to self-reflection and looking at, okay, like, yo, like, oh, I ain't gonna lie, mental's been off a little bit. I've been spending too much time on this. I need to take a step back, right? Or maybe it's just something to get off completely or whatever it is, and just being diligent about that. Because like I said, I mentioned a while in Idols, yo, what the enemy can't destroy, he will distract.
Yep.
And this is, for us, like, in our generation, it's gonna be the biggest deterrent, just for the world, the biggest deterrent from us reaching purpose. We'll see heaven, but will we see everything God wants out of our life, right? If I keep scrolling, if I'm not applying myself to, like, being in my word, in prayer, in worship, right? And doing things that are making, helping me become the best version of myself. And I think that's one of the biggest things. It's like, being intentional about living life offline and giving your time to things that like are of priority, to things that are eternal, right? Set your thing in the mind above and that which is eternal, that are going to last, that have substance, are going to build you up in the most positive way. Yeah. So did you have anything else you wanted to tell the people?
Something I want to leave people off with. I thought that was a really good point that you had made about how like social media isn't a necessity, and how I think a lot of times we confuse our wants for our needs. And that reminded me of the scripture in Psalms 23:1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I used to think reading that scripture is like, okay, that means God's going to give me everything I would ever want. Like, amen, praise God. But that's not what he's meaning. It's meaning like, I shall not want because he gives me everything I need, right? And ultimately, your needs start replacing your wants. So because social media isn't a need and it's a want, we have to start treating it as so, right? So, that's kind of what I leave the people off with. Treat it like a want. Don't treat it like a need. It's not something you need to be dependent on. It's something you have to be spending like all your time on every day. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess the last thing I'll say, I'm going to keep it like really simple, is the fact that likes ain't love.
Likes ain't love, my boy.
Likes ain't love. And keeping the main thing the main thing. And I think a part of this whole thing is like what keeping God as the number one priority, surrounding yourself with love that lasts, that's eternal, that's real, that's authentic, like in your inner circle, in your real life, experiences, right, offline. Like, it's all about what you're putting value on and what is a priority. Like, what are you prioritizing? Like, so shifting those things and keeping those at the forefront of that's actually valuable and that you're going to look back 10 years from now and enjoy and like have memories of and laugh about. I think it's really practical, but like it changes everything, right? The shift of perspective and like your priorities and what has value, right? Like, is it, you know what I mean? Is it like to go through TikTok and or it's like spend this time with the boys? I'm going out with the girls. Whatever it is, I think that's one of the biggest things. It's like keeping the main thing the main thing. Yeah. And once that's the case, right, when you have that love around you, when I'm understanding who has the ultimate say of my life and who I am, then all that other stuff tends to fade away and not have as much weight. And, you know, when I'm on like whatever this platform, whatever it is, like I can enjoy these things for what it is and not take it out of proportion and it not be using me or controlling me, my mind, my emotion, my will. And I'm using it for like my benefit and to advance the kingdom and, you know, just to enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah. Like Saint Love.
They know what it is.
They know what's up, man.
But yeah, y'all, look, that's all we got for y'all today.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for next week. It's gonna be a banger.
It is.
We got a collab for y'all next week. Well, we may share on IG, but like we got a collab coming for y'all next week. So as always, stay you,
stay real,
and stay humble. We'll catch y'all next week. Much love.
Love.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.